You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast with Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt in the studio, looking ahead to the rest of the action coming up over the next few days in Europe. We've got four games to look at: Napoli-Juventus, Villarreal against Atleti, Inter Milan against Fiorentina and Besiktas against Fenerbahce to look forward to in just a few moments. Hello and a warm welcome to the European Podcast for my partner in crime, Ray Druitt. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Very good.
Just going to copy what I'm saying?
Well, we were doing this before the show, weren't we? Probably should stop now.
Yeah, it's immature.
Yeah, good day.
Good.
Good day for it.
Yeah.
Lovely day for it.
A good day to podcast, which sounds like a film that no one's made yet, for good reasons. We've got four games to go at, and there's some, well, intriguing contests, aren't they? We don't normally feature Turkish games, but Besiktas Fenerbahce looks a pretty good one. You've got Inter Milan, who are top of the Italian league as we speak. We've got Napoli against Juventus. Juventus, of course, struggling in the Italian league as we speak. And Villarreal Atleti, two sides that trying their best to bridge the gap between themselves and the big two in Spain. So it's kind of something for everyone, isn't there?
I like the lineup here, Alex. I'm impressed with the games you've selected this week.
I do my best. I always
sometimes it's not good enough, but other times it's successful.
Well,
pretty similar like today, really. Yeah. I'm happy.
Okay, good. Right, we'll start in Italy then with Napoli against Juventus. This one is Saturday at 7:45. You'll hear Ray's thoughts after this.
Serie A.
Napoli are 6-5, the draw 11-5, Juventus in the betting at 12-5. Napoli have been scoring goals for fun so far, Ray, this season, especially in recent games, coming up against the Juventus side, who have flattered to deceive. Really poor so far, Juve. Capped off in midweek with a pretty horrendous draw, let's be honest, at home to the recently promoted Frosinone. That's my Italian accent, by the way, if you hadn't heard that before. The table says that Juve are 1 point behind Napoli, but in reality, it's they're both disappointed at the start of the season, but it's Juve who will be absolutely crushed to already be 10 points off leaders Inter.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? Really, really is a huge, huge surprise. The result on Wednesday night was the big one. That was the big problem. You know, they picked up a win at Manchester City in the Champions League, then beat Genoa on the weekend, and then drop points at home against... That's the first ever point. First ever point in Serie A. Mm. It's remarkable. But I mean, I'm not... I think that victory for Napoli last week against Lazio papered over the cracks somewhat. They've kept two clean sheets now against Lazio and Carpi. But they're still only 11th. They've still only picked up 6 points. They've still only won one domestic game this season. Napoli are not in great shape themselves. And, I mean, I cannot be backing them at 6-5. I think it's a dreadful price. I really do.
In previous years, I'd be looking at this Juve side at 12-5 and going, there's got to be some value there in draw no bet or something like that. But I've given them enough chances now, Juve. Napped them a few times, thought that they'd come good. And I know they've only played five games, but... I wouldn't say I'm abandoning ship, but they're just not the same side. And Napoli have scored so many goals that I think they are a tempting proposition, maybe not to win the match, but to score a few. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so, because, I mean, Juventus are not the defensive machine we've seen them, you know, in recent years. You know, they are shipping a few goals. They are conceding Just the one clean sheet domestically this season. So this is a side who, you know, who maybe not at their best defensively. Napoli ended their incredible streak of over 2.5 goals with their 0-0 draw at Carpi on Wednesday. Mm. But their last 7 home games have all seen over 2.5 goals. They've scored over 1.5 match goals. This is Napoli in 22 of their last 25 home league matches. It's a very, very...
It's a good start.
It's a very, very good run. And that will include some of the bigger teams. That will include Juventus. They've scored over 1.5 goals against Juventus at home in 7 of the last 10 clashes. They obviously don't go on to win all those. They don't go on to win the majority of them, you would probably say. But they do score a lot of goals. So I think I would avoid on the outrights here. I would avoid Napoli because it's just not worth it. You will get similar prices, if not better prices, for Napoli to score over 1.5 or over 2.5, depending on what you you know, what you want to select. Uh-huh. At the moment, we don't actually have the Napoli over 1.5 match goals available on site. I'm sure it will come up pretty soon. I can guess maybe because they played last night, the traders just haven't priced this one up yet.
We're recording this 3:00 on Thursday afternoon, so plenty of time. And this game isn't until Saturday night, so but hopefully that market will
arrive. A race to 2, for example, for Napoli is 13-8. Obviously, you'll get it'll be a lesser price than that to score to.
Yeah,
but I don't think it. I think it will be similar to around about the 6-5 mark. To be fair, that would be my estimation of where.
And
I
would
think.
That be your best bet?
It's certainly a bet I would look at. Higuain scored 9 in his last 6 Serie A home games.
While we're here, then let's just landed a good nap last week with Higuain 2 or more 5-1. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's all we're going to say about
it. Yeah, that's fine.
Because I've not had much luck recently, so. And yeah, I'm the host. So.
But he's in decent run, and he's in decent run at home. 9 goals in his last 6 games. He's 5-4 any time.
Yeah.
I think he's 7s for 2 or more this week. I mean,
I would
have a little nibble because he's on a decent run of races at the moment. But yeah. I think that 5-4 looks pretty strong. And just a point on Juventus, which you kind of mentioned there, they're not the same side. We saw them quite shaky and indifferent last season away from home. Last season just gone, so the 14-15 season, they picked up more points than anyone else away from home, as you would expect. They won the league, they picked up 36. But the year before that, the 13-14 season, they picked up 45. So we have seen this little decline in their performances and maybe personnel changes, etc. This decline maybe has been coming. Not to this extent, it's still massively surprising, but we've always been a little bit cautious with the Juventus away from home.
Yeah,
and I'm cautious even more now, obviously. So I don't. You can't back Juventus. They go into it with no form whatsoever.
Okay. Any more?
But the 6-5 on Napoli just doesn't suit.
Okay. So
now, I know you like both teams to score in this.
Yeah, I just think no matter how different Juve are, they're still value to grab a goal or two. And I think it's a given that Napoli score. If I'm being honest, it's 17-20 both teams to score. I think that's a really good bet, to be honest.
But what I do like. As a pro Juventus bet, some of the prices of these goal scorers.
Okay.
Now, we don't know who will start. Morata got injured last week in the victory over Genoa. Zaza scored
midweek
last night, Wednesday. Dybala's obviously got a couple already. But the shortest price for Juventus goal scorer here at the moment is 19-10.
Yeah.
Getting nearly 2-1 for a side who has dominated this league for a long time. One of their players to score. Now there's some big price in this, so I would certainly keep an eye out for the team news in this one. And I would be looking at a couple of these Juventus forwards,
whoever the main man is,
to notch it, because there are some big old prices there. Okay. And you know, I do like a couple of them.
It is hard to say now, though.
Of course, it is. I mean, we know the chances are Higuain's going to start because he's the best striker, etc.
I'd be surprised if Zaza doesn't start, having scored.
It would probably be Zaza and Dybala personally. Mm. But you've got 19-10 and 11-5. Dybala 19-10, Zaza 11-5. I think that is the only pro Juventus bet I can put up. The 4-7 double chance, it's just a little bit too short for a side who, at the moment, just can't find the feet. But they will still challenge for this title.
Mm-hmm.
They will still challenge for the title. Yes, they're 10 points behind. Inter we're going to come on to a bit later on, but they won't keep that up. And you know, this could be the turning point in Juventus season. We never know. So, for me, oppose both on the outrights. Play goals.
Okay, so that'd be the tip. In that one, while we're here, in fact, I'm going to look for a market here. So just give me a moment. While I'm looking for this, Robert Lewandowski,
He's a footballer, isn't he?
Considering I bat Wolfsburg for the title, Not great for him to do that in that game. But at the same time, what a feat to do it in a game of such potential magnitude for the season. Incredible, wasn't it?
It was incredible, yeah. But we have seen, you know, that kind of defensive collapse from Wolfsburg throughout the last couple of seasons. We always know they are capable of doing something like that. But that's, yeah, it was remarkable. And I don't think anything's hit the headlines as much as that in the last week or so. Even Barcelona getting trounced last night. But, it was very good stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very good stuff.
I was looking for...
the outrights.
The outrights, they're not there.
Yeah,
are they?
No.
Just wondering what price Juve are to win the league now, but they're not there on our website now. They may come up at some point, you know, in the next few days, but just one to monitor. I'm not necessarily tipping Juve, just curious, because they were obviously very warm favourites at the start of the season. Anyway, we'll move to Spain for Villarreal against Atleti, coming up in just a moment.
La Liga.
Villarreal are 2-1, the draw 21-10, and Atleti in the betting at 29-20 for this match coming up in La Liga on Saturday at 7:30. Two sides who will be hoping to peg back the front runners, Barcelona and Real Madrid. I say peg back; they go into this game ahead of Barca. Barca they've been disappointing, haven't they? Let's be honest, really poor against Celta Vigo on Wednesday night. Who, by the way, Celta Vigo start the season in fantastic form, haven't they? They beat Sevilla as well, so
we said they'll do well.
Yeah, they're going places. But these two have got a real chance here, Villarreal and Atleti, to really set a marker down. Villarreal are a joint top; they're only third on goal difference, and Atleti just 1 point behind them. Whoever wins this, I know that it's still early doors, but that momentum that you can gather early on in the season can really put you in good stead for the rest of the season. And it's interestingly poised as well, with Villarreal being at home. If Atleti were at home, I think that they'd expect to win, not comfortably, but Villarreal aren't the strongest travellers, typically. But I don't know which way this is going to go. What's your view?
I think Atleti are a fantastic price. I think they're a great proposition for anyone looking to get involved in this game.
They are favourites at 29-20.
Well, you know, they did lose against Barcelona. Mm. There's no shame in that. You know, but I said on a podcast when we were previewing the Barcelona Atleti game that I think this Atleti side is stronger than the title winning side 2 seasons ago. I think they've grown as a team. They've grown as players. I think Simeone's also developed as a manager. Mm. I think they have different styles of play now. I think they when they won the title, it was pretty much defend. Diego Costa would do what he does, and they would, you know, they would create chances, but they would nick games 1-0. I think they're better going forward, and mm-hmm. they've still got that defensive robustness about them. I really like the look of this Atleti side, and I certainly will be getting on board this 29-20. Villarreal have done well, as you said, unbeaten, heading into match day 6. They've won 4, drawn 1, and they lost players in the summer, we're forgetting. You know, they lost Giovanni Dos Santos, they lost Vieto to Atleti, who, and Vieto scored the winner when these two sides met at the Calderon last season, and they also lost Uche, so they pretty much lost their entire forward line there. But they brought in Soldado. Bakambu, I'm really, really impressed with. He came from Bursaspor, he got 13 goals for them last season, he started well. And they brought in Leo Baptistao from Vallecano, uh-huh. who got 7 last season as well. So they have...
He's part of the headline offer, incidentally, if you think he can score a Villarreal win. 6-1, the other side of the coin. Griezmann to score, Atleti to win. 5-1, if you're interested. Sorry, as you were saying.
I think the only thing that puts me off Villarreal here, A, they're up against Atleti, but also they're still giving away the chances that we have seen for the last couple of seasons. I think both teams to score has landed in 4 of their 5 league games so far this season. And I believe they lost, was it Rapid Vienna they played in the Europa League? And they lost that game as well, didn't they? So they are still giving away chances. And I think if you give away chances to an Atleti side who will significantly reduce the amount of chances you're getting, you're in trouble.
Okay, so are you going for Atleti on the outright, or is there some more juice to be squeezed out of this particular lemony market?
Well, I think the outrights are fair, 29-20. The draw no bet, 4-6 on Atleti, I think is a very, very shrewd bet.
Yep.
Obviously, you are losing a bit of chunk of that on the draw no bet option, but I think the security could be worth taking against a Villarreal side who are strong. But defensively, we just touched upon it. Atletico have conceded 2 goals this season. They were against Barcelona, Neymar and Messi. If we're including all competitions and the friendlies they played in the seasons, this is going back last season as well, they've conceded 3 goals in the last 14 games. I think it's this defensive ability which is going to probably see out this game.
Which speaks volumes, because they've lost Miranda, who arguably was the linchpin of the defence.
Yeah, well, I mean, they brought in... Jimenez has been on the bench for a little while there, and he's come in, he's done a great job. And you can't... Like, see, we're not actually noticing the difference. They've also got Stefan Savage on the bench. Should they you know, start conceding goals? I think, and they brought Felipe Luis back, who was a part of the title winning side.
Correct.
But as I said, I think they're a bit more dangerous now. They've won 1-0 on 2 of the last 3 visits to El Madrigal. That's 6-1 here. Mm. That's something I could see happening. Not conceded other than Barcelona this season. Nicking goals, looking good going forward. Torres is backfiring. Jackson Martinez is chipping in. Griezmann's having a decent start to the season. I think, for me, you could play the 1-0 at 6-1. Could play the draw no bet at 4-6, whether it's good value, or could stick to the 29-20 on Atleti on the outrights.
I was just looking, it's 13-5 for Atleti to win to nil. But I don't think that's a big enough jump. It's likely, if they are going to win, it will be to nil. But that 29-20, as far as I'm concerned, is big enough to stand by itself.
Well, so, especially when you've... I mean, yeah, it is a decent price. It's a very, very big price. Just for one, for the stats bettors, if you don't want to get involved in the outrights. 4 of Villarreal's goals this season, they've scored 11, so that's 36% have come in the last 15 minutes of games.
Nice.
4 of Atleti's 9 goals, which is 44%, has also come in the last 15 minutes. A late goal in this one, 6-5. So a late goal, 76th minute onwards, is 6-5. So someone for looking for goal trends, that might be a way in. But for me, Atleti win. And I think, I'm not saying it's going to be comfortable, but I think they'll probably win to nil as well. I do like the look of the 1-0 and 2-0 there.
Okay, fair enough. Atleti to land that one. Should be a good game, though, definitely, on Saturday evening. We'll jump to Sunday's action and the 62nd games, the first of which comes from Italy. We're going to go back to Serie A, where the leaders are playing against Fiorentina. Inter Milan hosting Fiorentina, and you will hear Ray's thoughts after this.
Serie A.
Inter Milan 4-5, the draw is 13-5, and Fiorentina 17-5. Inter top of the league, plenty of 1-0 wins in there. Just conceded the 1 goal so far, but they've only scored 6 against a Fiorentina side who potentially could be overpriced. What do you think about this game, Ray?
Well, I mean, you've mentioned the strong start for Inter there, 100%. 4 1-0 wins already this campaign. They've tightened up no end under Mancini. I'm not a big fan of his personally, but he has done a good job there. 11 clean sheets last season and 4 already this season. Really, really good start. Fiorentina themselves started really well. They beat Milan. They've played a couple of the early season strugglers, but, you know, you can expect you still got to beat them. They were turned over by Torino, the first away game of the season. They've won 4. They've won 4-0 as well, which is also important. And they've scored more goals than Inter. So it is a pretty decent face-up. But I'm not backing the Inter 4-5. I think it's a little bit too short, if I'm being honest. Inter have won their last 6 Serie A games by 1 goal. In fact, their last 9 wins, which has covered 12 Serie A games, were all by a single goal. No point in taking a 4-5 here. I would play Inter by a goal at 13-5. Fiorentina did the double over Inter last season. But the last 3 Inter wins against Fiorentina have all been by a single goal.
Impeccable timing. Well done.
Cheers.
You've not done that for a while.
No.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
You mentioned Inter by a goal. That's in the match handicaps, the handicap tie. Inter Milan minus a goal, Fiorentina plus a goal. 13-5 for Inter to win by a goal. Certainly enhances the 4-5 on offer. And I'd agree with everything you said. I think Inter will probably win. Do I want to back them at 4-5? Not on your Nelly.
I was surprised when I saw that. They are a hard price
so far. I know they've done well this season, but we know them still as a hard side to trust.
Yeah, I mean,
and odds on against the side. Let's make no bones about it. If Fiorentina and talented outfit, they're no back number in Serie A. They'll be hoping to finish in the top 6, 7, 8. You know, I just think it's a little bit short. But
they've got goals from all over the field. I mean, obviously Rossi and Kalinic, Babacar, Plaskakovsky's there, Bernardeschi. They've also got goals at the back from Gonzalo Rodriguez, who gets a few as well. So they've got quality there. One thing I will say is that Jovetic and Adam Ljajic are coming up against their former teammates here. Now, I think it was in the 2013 season, Fiorentina hammered into 4-1. A brace for Ljajic, a brace for Jovetic. 7-5 for Jovic anytime, 13-8 for Ljajic anytime. Decent little bets.
Yeah.
There's always a subplot. And I think...
Now, we've already mentioned Miranda on this podcast.
Yep.
And we've mentioned him on previous podcasts as well.
He didn't start that game, did he? Which was really annoying in the Milan derby.
If he does start games, I think this could be a project.
Yes.
He's 13-2 anytime. You need a goal every 7 or 8 games to make that a worthwhile bet. You could back him first at 33s or even first or last at 18s as well. But I am going to say that if he starts games consistently, he is worth backing. We saw he's so dangerous from set pieces. And they've got some talented crosses of the ball into Milan from set pieces. So I think as a project, I mean, if they're 4-5 here and Miranda's 13-2 anytime, think when they're not top anymore, which may or may not happen, and they're away from home, and all of a sudden you're looking at, you know, maybe getting on for 10s, 12s, something like that about him. I just think it's worth, as a project, people like these kind of bets, don't they? The ones that they just have every week. And Miranda would be the one for me there.
Yeah, I would agree with everything. As I said, we were very keen on him to score against AC in the recent derby, but he didn't start that game, which was a bit of a surprise. I think he might have picked up a knock, which was, you know,
you'd imagine so. They wouldn't have. I'd be surprised if he's been dropped or rested.
Well, he wasn't on the bench, so I think he was injured for that particular clash.
It's up to you which market you go for. I'd personally probably just advise the anytime at 13-2 because you don't want to get too greedy. But if you're backing him at 33's first goal scorer, you need that to land once a season, pretty much. And that's, I think, achievable. We know how dangerous he is, and you'd be thinking he can get 4, 5, 6 a season, so not bad at all. Okay, the final game I'm going to look at comes from Turkey, a league that we don't go to much, and as such we don't have a jingle, so we're going to go straight into the 60-second preview for Beşiktaş against Fenerbahçe. This one Sunday at 5 o'clock might just be a bit fiery. Ray's thoughts coming up. Beşiktaş are 13-10, the draw is 9-4, and Fenerbahçe are 15-8. Two sides, Ray, who are mainstays in the Turkish league. We know exactly what we're getting with them. Could be a bit fiery, but who's going to come out on top in this one?
It should be very fiery, yeah. Beşiktaş have had a decent start to the season. They lost manager and players after missing out on the title last season. They've won 3, drawn 1 and lost 1. That was at home against Trabzonspor. Obviously, they lost Bilic, they lost Bar, 2 star performers in last year's title challenge. But all is not lost. They've signed Quaresma, Gomez and Tosin's had a decent start to his second season there with 5 goals already. Fenerbahçe dipped into the market, came out with some big names. Van Persie, Nani and Markovic, the standouts there. They've also started the season strongly, sit top, 1-4 and drawn 1. They've only lost 1 away game in their last 16 as well, so that's a pretty decent start there. They're unbeaten in the last 2 against Beşiktaş, and that's at Beşiktaş. They've won 5 of the last 8 against Beşiktaş. For me, Fenerbahçe look at play here at draw no bet, 11-10. 6 red cards in the last 6 games. Look out for cards. A friend of mine is actually in Turkey. I'm going to miss the clock here, so I'll have to explain after this. But
go on.
He lives out in Turkey. Now, I spoke to him briefly earlier on. I did say Fenerbahçe have picked up a few injuries at the back recently, but they've still been performing relatively well. They have been conceding a couple, but their firepower has probably got them through. The Van Persie situation seems to have been resolved. Mm-hmm. He was very upset, wasn't he, about being left on the bench, suggesting he's not a bench warmer. But that seems to be resolved. He seems to think the Turkish media are slightly siding with Beşiktaş coming into this one, but I'm going to disagree with them, and I'm going to stick with the draw no bet Fenerbahçe. I think the draw is a huge, huge player here.
Yeah.
And I think I would rather be with Fenerbahçe going into this, certainly on the recent form, head to head.
Okay, keeping out for cards as well. I know you mentioned that, but the markets aren't there now. But if you can get, you know, booking points or a red card or anything like that, you'd imagine that this will be pretty fiery, so should be a good one anyway. Beşiktaş Fenerbahçe, we don't often do Turkish games, but when we get a game like this, it's one of those ones that makes you sit up and notice. And even if you're not a fan of Turkish football, there's enough Premier League influence there, as you mentioned, for Fenerbahçe. I mean, potentially the front three, Van Persie, Nani and Markovic, you know, we know plenty about them. So
I think Nani might be the top scorer for Fenerbahce this season with 3.
Yeah.
He's almost 2-1 to score any time. We know he likes a
set piece.
He just likes to shoot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's plenty of ways in, and there's a lot of value there. Mario Gomez as well, 5-4. I mean, Van Persie, 7-5.
Yeah,
he should
possibly
be tearing this league up. There's been some big imports into Turkey this summer. And, the bigger names for me have tend to have gone to Fenerbahce.
Mm. No, that's a very good point. Right, then, Naps. You're riding the crest of a wave, and you've shot ahead in the Naps table. From languishing at the bottom, all of a sudden, you're flying.
Languishing at the bottom.
Languishing.
Me and you.
Yes. To two-person
right
table,
at the bottom.
You were tailing off. I've gone with Napoli, Juve, both teams to score 17-20. Must confess, of the four games, I thought the Inter game, I think Inter will win, but I couldn't find a market that I really liked about them. Villarreal Atleti, I didn't have a view on. Similar, Besiktas Fenerbahce, great games to watch, but honestly didn't have a preference. So it's sort of by default. But I think Napoli score and concede, and I can't see Juve not scoring. I can't see Napoli not scoring at home. I can't see Juve not scoring in that match. So 17-20, both teams score seemed fair to me. Where's your nap going, Mr. Druitt?
I was going to play it safe with the Atleti draw no bet at 4-6, mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, I think the draw is a player there. But as you said, I'm riding the crest of a wave. Let it continue. Atleti for the win, 29-20.
Ooh, right.
I think. I was tempted by the 1-0, but I think because of their firepower, they may get 2 there.
Okay.
I think Atleti are a really solid bet this weekend.
Okay. Good stuff. We'll be back next Thursday. Get in touch with us on Twitter if you've got any questions. At AlexDunn0307 and at Ray Druitt. But we'll be back next Thursday. Best of luck with your bets this weekend. And say goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.